everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond with another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Picone. Today is May 4th. The topic of the day is holy curiosity. Okay, now the quote is from Albert Einstein, and it's a little long, so here we go. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous, the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose a holy curiosity. That was freaking awesome. Why? I love being curious. Have you ever just gone on a road trip just to go? You ever gone someplace just to do it because you can? How cool is that? I'm laughing because that's what I think what Albert Einstein is trying to say to us is that be curious, be in awe of life and the mysteries of every day. All right, here's what Linda has to say. No matter what our spiritual beliefs, testing them against our experience only makes them deeper and more meaningful. Our lives, the earth we live on, the vast universe, all amaze us. We are fortunate to be here in this place and time. Never let us lose our curiosity about why we are here and what being here means. Why are we here? Why are you here right now? Why am I here? Why are we here together? What does being here mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to us? All curious questions. To contemplate and look at the mystery and maybe even answer. All right, here's the quote for the day. Actually, the affirmation. Sorry, we did the quote by Albert Einstein. You think after all these times I'd finally get the format right? We're leaving that blooper in. We're leaving it in. Why are we leaving it in? Because it's funny. That's why. All right, I hope you laugh at some of this stuff. Okay, here we go. Here's the affirmation. I look up at the stars in wonder and happiness. What does it all mean? Every day I try to understand the answer to this question. Yes. Are you the type of person that actually goes out in the middle of the night? Maybe not in the middle of the night, but when the stars are out, do you ever go out there and just look up at the sky? I mean, how cool is that? You know, we're like this one little speck, and yet we can see all these wonderful things. We can. And you know, the funny and cool thing is that even during the daytime, right, the stars don't go away. We just can't see them because it's daytime. Some of these things and, you know, these awareness moments of, well, that's obvious. Sometimes there's like this deeper mystery and this deeper contemplation and understanding of awe. Because, yeah, go outside if it's daytime, looking up at the sky. It's like, you know what? Are the stars there? Somebody might say, no. Yes, they are. We just can't see them. Can't see them because it's not nighttime yet, but they're still there looking at us. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond, and the topic for Holy Curiosity. Yes, on this May 4th. And as always, remember, we're better together, we're stronger together. Take what resonates and go beyond.